Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lucifer's Lair. I'm your host, P-Dog.
Oh, wait.
I'm Kato.
I'm Chef Nolan.
And it's Palm Tree.
And we are coming at you with the first episode of the Lucifer's Lair podcast, On the Road Special Edition.
On the fucking road.
We are on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Just for starters here. The date is February 1st. 2020.
Woo!
And before we get started, we have to warn you, if you have any children in the room, tell them to leave. This podcast contains foul language, substance abuse, and mentioning of terrible things.
Terrible things, bro.
They're bad influences.
Very bad influences. Our episodes will range anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour or longer, depending on how fucked up we are and how great we feel.
Fat hip.
Every time.
So now that your children are put to bed, you're quite comfortable, hopefully with a doobie or something to drink.
It's 11:05, damn.
We're going to get started.
Start rolling your joints now.
Bust out the stash, get out some cash, call your dealer and get a good time.
Roll that shit.
Caleb.
Like a real fucking
man. We should go to my car in a little bit and grab my wallet. And let's go get Taco Bell.
Listen, we're not talking about daily occurrences here, man.
It's a fucking podcast.
This is a real podcast.
This is a
you
fucking
can't
podcast.
Talk about that shit.
Yes, you can.
No,
listen,
you can.
Talk about everything,
listen,
bro.
We went from a really good podcast for like a good couple
you
minutes.
Just interrupted it with daily events.
Interrupted it with that.
I got munchies. I will say that.
These.
I don't think he's serious about the podcast.
We're going
bullshit.
On a road trip.
I know this.
We're fucking talking.
I'll
we can stop and get we can stop and get food mid podcast and fuck with the Taco Bell people.
Exactly.
Later.
Oh.
All right. Right now, this is all talk.
All
no
talk.
Games.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin what we just fucking got to you.
But
if you eat that
note, to stay in typical podcast fashion, all right, we're gonna start with some topics here. So, anybody got anything to throw on the table? First podcast, let's go.
How do you guys feel about fruit?
Fruits?
Yeah.
I like grapes.
Well,
grapes are really good.
I'm kind of allergic to bananas, so those are off the table.
Ooh, I don't like bananas.
What?
Yeah, dude. If I stick a nana in my mouth, it's game over, bud.
Damn.
Aw, damn. Then that means you can't put my nana in your mouth.
We already broke the no-homo rule. Damn it. I don't have on any socks either. It's all over, boys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I already got a half chub going.
Oh, fuck. Nah, but
I apologize.
I'm fruit for real. Bananas? I don't like their texture.
I mean, have you ever had cotton candy grapes?
Yes,
I have
fire.
Not. What the fuck are those?
Dude, they're grapes that literally taste like cotton candy.
They're literally
bullshit.
On crack.
How much are they?
They're modified in labs and shit, and they taste...
Can you get them at Walmart?
No.
Fuck.
That's probably why we've never
they're
had
at
them,
like,
Peyton.
I think you can get them at places like fucking... They wouldn't sell them at Whole Foods.
Well, fuck,
you know,
dude. You know, listen, you know, when you say grape...
But, like, let's
they're
go
fire.
To fucking Whole Foods.
Doug,
when you say grape, what the fuck? Why
no,
all
does
I think,
it taste like cotton candy?
Doug, all I think is fucking,
grape.
All I think it's, is green, the fucking purple
it's,
ones
it's
and the red
green
ones.
It's green too. It's fucking green and it tastes like fucking cotton candy.
I think you're telling me fucking fairy tales.
I don't know.
Dude, look it up.
Everybody
look up fucking cotton candy grapes.
Do it.
I got you.
We're talking to the audience, Paul.
I mean, we can also look it up.
Well, yeah,
we
I know.
Can
what,
shit
you, what,
out
do what do you want to be? What do you want to be like, Jamie from fucking Joe Rogan podcast? Is that who you're gonna be now?
I don't listen to that.
Get the fuck out of here, Jamie.
Who the fuck is Jamie?
Nah, much love for Jamie though, for real. That podcast is awesome. Anyway, back on the topic of fruits. So interesting. Apples. Does anyone have a particular type of apple they like?
Would you consider
sliced?
Would you consider cannabis a fruit? Because, like, you know,
you
it flowers, and then, like, it turns into the fucking plant.
Y'all know cashews are a fruit?
Really?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah,
that's
weird.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, because
there's a song about
they come from a tree,
apple.
Dog.
You know there's a song about it?
Yeah. Did you know that cashews come as... It's a fucking...
Tobuscus.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Whatever happened to that dude? Didn't he, like, rape some chick?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No way! That's crazy shit.
Yeah.
Did you say rape?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Holy shit.
He disappeared.
That's crazy!
Well, you know, when you play Minecraft for 10+ years, I'd feel like raping someone, too.
Yeah, that's why I don't play Minecraft anymore.
Yep, it's, you know, it's a disease.
It's
definitely did not
game.
Display that today with Peyton.
It's a really seductive game. It's
very seductive. You know, I look at some of them blocks, and now they got bumblebees in there, dude, and,
holy shit, there's bumblebees now.
All I think about
no,
is
honey.
I heard there's waterfalls.
I heard there's waterfalls. I bet you could just go under one of the waterfalls and just look up, and you would nut.
Yeah.
Did you say nut?
Okay, that's interesting.
But like out of your block body though. Like
block body, yeah, of course. You know, Steve's little rectangular prism cock.
We don't have genitals in Minecraft.
But back on the apples, I honestly.
Granny Smith's all the way.
Oh, Granny Smith.
Oh, I've never eaten an apple for like its brand.
I kind of like those yellow ones that are like, but I don't like them whenever they're like soft. Crispy. I like them whenever they're like
crispy?
Super fucking hard.
I've never had a yellow one.
Like, you know when you bite into an apple and it's
yeah, where you get that crunch.
Whole ass fucking crunch.
Fuck yeah,
that's
dog. That's the shit that's good right there.
Ripe.
Fuck yeah, dog. Dude, there's a fucking oh my god. Me and my mom, we used to go pick apples like all the time. We used to fucking go on this property of this this unnamed place because we're not gonna name names on this podcast, but it was a residential area, like someone's house. And we'd fucking run up there in the middle of darkness with fucking baskets and rob these people's apple tree and make pie every fucking year. They got sick of it one year, dude. They fucking put cactuses on the ground next to the apple tree.
Fuck no.
I guess hoping that one of us would fall in there, and I think I should sue. Sure, I'm trespassing, but on the other hand, they're trying to kill me.
Well, I mean, one time I fucking... Okay, I used to live in Hawaii. And we used to have a fucking coconut tree.
That would be amazing.
It was a few houses away from mine. And it was on this place. Like, it was a little barrier they had. Just a little square plot of land that they saved. They were doing construction there. Well, I used to fucking go over there just as a kid and throw fucking footballs getting all these coconuts down.
Would you fucking eat them, dude?
Well, fucking one time, bro, I fucking threw this coconut down, bro.
How do you eat a coconut?
And a coconut falls on my fucking foot.
Fuck.
Wow.
Did you
coconuts are fire as fuck. They're amazing.
Did you you bust them open? You fucking just drink that shit up?
The thing was, like, I knocked down a stick and it was a few coconuts.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even care that they fell on my foot because I saw a lizard, bro.
Oh,
I grabbed
no.
the lizard. Guess what happens?
What happened?
It fucking bites me on the nose.
What a little prick.
I'm him.
How'd it get to your nose? He probably picked it up and goes, oh, wait, what's this? And it fucking bites
you. You brought it close to your face because you love him so much, don't you?
See, you probably would have shared some coconut with the little guy.
Uh-huh. I would have gave him some nice coconut water.
Then he probably would have just licked you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he had to be an asshole. He had to come out of the gate with that negative energy, and we just don't fucking vibe with that. What'd you do afterwards? You just throw him down?
Yeah. I just threw his ass.
Just threw him
in the ocean.
Fucking launch.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
You see him flying and shit?
I threw him from the tree he came from, bro.
Old Chef Nolan, dude. He fucking just Tom Brady'd his bitch ass three football fields away and got a touchdown.
Dude, he didn't fucking stand a chance.
Yeah, but he probably ain't touched down for a while.
Yep.
He's gone.
He says, "Boosh."
No coconut water for you, you little bastard.
Oh, seawater.
How badass is that? Who can just casually talk about getting coconuts? Like, what the fuck?
It is coconut milk.
Isn't it milk inside the coconut?
It's basically water.
Listen, okay.
But it's called milk.
Coconut water is whenever the coconut is ripe. Coconut milk is whenever it's a little bit more fermented.
Yeah, because
so
it's
like,
been sitting longer.
Yes.
So which is better to drink? Is the water better or is the milk better? The milk just kind of tastes like rotten bullshit.
No, the milk's
you can make
good.
Shit with it.
The milk's yummy.
What about the little flesh of the coconut? You ever crack one of them bitches open and just eat that shit?
He's fresh coconut? Yeah, I don't like dried coconut. I like fresh coconut.
See, I really don't. I haven't fucked with coconut in a while.
The only time I really get on the coconut kick, dude,
is when like it's on like a pastry and I'm fat and I enjoy it.
Or like how it's texture and shit. I don't fuck with it.
Well, it's like little chips, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I don't like that.
Dried fruits are pretty badass. I'll get a bag of dried fruit and eat that
shit. Dried bananas are pretty good.
I like pina colada. That flavor is fucking amazing.
It is. Mai Tais?
Yes,
dude. Fruity drinks. I make fun of guys that drink fruity drinks, man. But
I like fruity drinks.
If I'm in a situation where a fruity drink is available and no one is around to call me a faggot, I will fucking smash that right away.
Dude, I'll fucking drink a Cosmo
I'll fucking drink a Bloody Mary, no problem. It's not really fruity, it's more bitter, but whatever.
I don't drink, so like...
I'm a fucking...
If you see me drinking a Cosmo, be proud of me.
Fuck, dude, I was a fucking stage 4 alcoholic, dude. I was almost DEFCON 5 levels of bad, but here we are. I'm fucking mildly sober right now, so
shit,
we're getting it in.
Can you pack a punch yet? How many DEFCONs did you get?
I was about 4.5, and I got down by a prick.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, it sucked. That's a good topic changer, though. Call of Duty. What do y'all think about that?
I was about to say, wait, what the fuck were you guys just talking about?
Now we're switching it up, Palmer.
From apples to fucking
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. See,
me and Caleb were smacking on some fucking... Me and K-Dog were smacking on fucking zombies the other day.
Dude, I'm fucking shit at zombies.
Dude.
I am terrible.
We was fucking going at it.
I can't play the new ones, guys. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Black Ops 2 Zombies is my favorite.
The only reason I ever played Call of Duty was for the zombies. I was a zombies guy.
Were you?
Yep. Ever since World at War.
I love zombies to the point where I can sit there and play it for hours. I could definitely sit there and play it for hours, but I love it to a point where I respect it enough to... What the fuck? Anyway. To respect it enough to where I don't want to get the newer games because I feel like it kind of ruined it for me.
They did ruin it.
Black Ops 2 was probably the last zombies experience where I...
That was really good.
I loved it. I loved it. I was saying...
You said it was the last
one experience. I really enjoyed. Everything after that just felt like bullshit. I feel like they were just milking it.
Kind of like... Oh, yeah, for sure.
K-Dog, what was that one fucking map we'd always grind? Fuck. Origins?
Yeah.
Origins was fun as hell.
That shit was difficult, especially for young ass kids like us, dude. We were fucking straight rocking it out, straight out of middle school. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Y'all talking about like maybe playing it for few hours, but I've literally played it for like days on
end. I played it for days.
I am there, dude. I would sit there with that shit. I'd sit there and grind until I got to like round 70 something.
You don't know like real game grinds until you gain 40+ pounds in the summer.
That's some crazy.
I've been there for real, dog.
I'm just gonna say, if I could check it right now, I forgot my email for it, but I have 90 days worth of hours on Minecraft.
I
believe it.
How do we get back to Minecraft?
Let's not talk about Minecraft anymore, but let's talk about logging extremely, extremely long hours into games. You already know what I'm about to say, Kato.
Witcher
3. All right. Dude, I'm sorry. This seems like it always comes up in my daily life, but I got to
keep watching the sex scenes.
I'm not gonna lie. I may have busted a nut here and there.
Dude, I just now started it. But please, no spoilers.
It's literally
a game.
I know. Yeah, I'm on the TV show.
Oh yeah.
Fuck off, dude.
I'm dude.
You gotta play the game.
I try.
But anyway, back to my ridiculously long session here. All right. I have probably put 2 whole years of my life into that game.
Jesus.
It's bad. Okay, it's an addiction I can't break. And I fucking love it. I love every second of it, and I won't stop. Alright? I don't see any point of clearance. No counselor can help me, and I can't help myself. I need to see more virtual titties, and I need to kill more monsters. It's just a fact of life.
So what's your guys' favorite video games?
Well, you heard it.
Yeah, I know. Obviously.
But if we
stare at virtual titties.
Well, okay, I'll keep it going. Okay, let's do top 3. All right. And if I was going to say my top 3 favorite video games of all time, we're going to start with The Witcher, all right, because it's debatably the best game ever made. Okay. I'm going to have to step it back a little bit with Skyrim.
Okay.
Okay, that's a life eater right there, too.
You see, I was more into the Fallout. Like, I see Skyrim and Fallout as similar because they're like similar.
Same company.
Yes, kind of.
Similar but different.
They're similar, just different times.
Yeah, I fuck with that. That's...
I was more into the more futuristic, but like...
Grounded in reality type shit?
Futuristic.
Yeah. So it's like retro 50s style with this apocalyptic backdrop. Like
post-apocalyptic.
You're talking like 3?
Well, Fallout, 3, 4, all of them.
Any of them.
All of them.
And then for my 3rd favorite game of all time... Oof, this is difficult, dog. But I'm going to have to throw it out here. It's a game that I spent a lot of time with, and I got a lot of love for. It's newer, but it's still great. Red Dead Redemption 2. Best story mode I've ever played in a video game.
Okay.
That's even compared to The Witcher 3.
Understandable. That was bright as hell.
Some people don't know how to drive. Anyway, I'm going to toss it over to whoever wants to take it up next. Top 3 favorite video games. Let's get it going.
I need to seriously think about this.
All right, well...
Because, like, what I play versus what y'all play...
is completely different.
During, like, our grind times...
Totally different stratospheres.
It was like PlayStation 2.
Didn't you play League for a while?
Oh, fuck
yeah. He was on that for a minute.
League is definitely one of the fucking best games ever made.
I'm just gonna say, I loved CSGO.
Who didn't back in the day?
I was on that
LimeShare, free share website.
Dude, just...
And I fucking downloaded Desert Storm CSGO, the original one.
Just being little, selling skins to people, making
money. Fuck yeah, dog. Dude, I straight... Oh my god. Pirating video games?
Never did it.
I always pirated movies, though. I pirated everything, dude. I was a little fucking prick. I wanted the fucking NSA to be on my ass. I was just stealing everything. Yeah, let me get every 50 Cent album ever. Sure, I'll take that. Nah. My fucking computer had so many viruses. It's like, oh, man. Get your dick huge. Just give us $300 and your password. My little 5-year-old ass. Yeah, sure, fuck it, dude. 8 inches? Wow. Mine's only like 2 right now.
Anyway.
Back to the games.
Back to the games.
We're getting sidetracked.
Back to the games. In my times... I played it. It was like PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
Oof.
And I did not have internet like that most of the time.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, who did back then, man?
So, really, like, when I had internet, League, for sure. Like, no fucking question.
It was too much of a grind for me,
dog. But I would put that at, like, my number 2 slot. Honestly, y'all might not even like think about this for real. It's a cul-de-sac. It's on PlayStation 2, and it's a card game that's like Monopoly with fucking like characters and like card battle. It's like a card battle character Monopoly game.
Uh-huh.
That sounds actually kind of different. And then number 3 would. It could be either or. I could lean here. I'd either have to say Diablo 3 offline or Dynasty Warriors offline.
Damn, dude. You're an MMO guy. I wouldn't even see that from you.
I love MMOs. MMOs are amazing. They're the best thing
I couldn't
ever
get
created.
Into it, man. I like grindy games, don't get me wrong, but that is just fucking... That is like Pokemon. Life-ending types of grind that I can't get behind.
Dude, I play World of Warcraft headless.
I could not get into it.
Pokemans.
Okay, Pokemon, that's the only grindy game I think I really enjoy.
Literally, I had like a level 120 fucking Death Knight or some shit on World of Warcraft. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't a Death Knight. It was a fucking rogue. A fucking gnome rogue.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's insane,
that's
dog.
A grind.
That's fucking, that's dedication. That's like a prison sentence worth of fucking World of Warcraft.
Oh, I don't even give a damn. Anyway, Nolan, I'll pass that to you now.
Oh, man, okay, my number one, it's easily... I liked my Fallout New Vegas.
Not a lot of people liked that because it was made by a different company.
It was
made by Obsidian.
It was
kind of weird.
It was different.
But it was the same engine.
It was really.
I liked it
too.
You
could explore.
You could.
It was a way bigger map.
And it
there was more.
There was
it.
No balancing either. So like, if you went to the wrong area, you just get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the east side where there was these death claws, man. You just get fucking ass raped
immediately. And the pickpocketing was actually hard.
Very hard, actually.
It was extremely hard.
I remember in that first town. What was it like?
You would
Clear
steal
Springs
from somebody
or whatever,
and everybody in the area just boom.
Fucking
boom,
yeah.
Boom.
I'd fucking go into the gun store and try to steal that dude's fucking .22 behind the counter. Every fucking game, dude. And I straight reloaded a save like 50 times trying to get that fucking gun. Every time got my shit clapped.
One time I had to completely delete my save because I screwed up and I saved right after I pickpocketed somebody halfway through the game.
Yeah, and it fucks your shit up for the rest of the game.
They screwed me up every time I spawned, boom, 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 dead. And I had to just completely restart. My number 2, though, that's a hard one. It's gotta be Pokemon. Any of the Pokemon games.
Do you have a specific generation you like? Like Game Boy generation? Like Red, Blue, shit like that?
Yes. I liked Soul Silver a lot.
I was the third generation guy.
I
Game
liked
Boy
Soul
Advance.
Silver.
Yeah, Game Boy.
I had the little Pokewalker.
You carried that thing to school and shit, dog? You were on it?
I always had it on my fucking pocket. I was walking with that motherfucker. I would be clicking it in my pocket, catching things.
Which you wouldn't even know. Dog. Just fucking straight sneaking on.
I'm about that Game Boy, like...
Game Boy Advance.
Red,
Pokemon
Red,
Emerald.
Yeah.
Emerald was the fucking... Emerald was badass.
Ruby, whatever it is.
Well, listen, before I had a DS, but, like, I didn't have anything before that other than, like, what do you call those little... Leapfrogs. I had leapfrog. Oh
my I would, God. Dude. I was Game Boy. I was Game Boy raised.
I had
dude.
A fucking SpongeBob thing for my TV.
When I was 4 years old, the first thing that my parents gave me video game wise, it was two.
I fucking missed the turn.
It was two things, dog. They gave me a Game Boy Color and fucking a GameCube. And I was just hooked from there, man. Couldn't stop playing video games. Anyway, Palmer, you want to take it up? What's your top three?
All right. I've played completely different games from you guys, for real. The fucking... My number three's got to be the first three Halos. 100%.
I'm not even going to front. Those were pretty badass games. First three were amazing.
I like the Tony Hawk series. That's at like number four, though. But
we're only doing three,
but yeah, no. Fuck off. But number two, most likely be Skate 3.
I knew you were gonna say
that. That's solid.
Dude, Skate 3 is such a good ass game, though.
But did you play Skate 2?
I did. I played all the skates.
I remember when Skate first came out, dog, and my brothers came into my room and they're like, dude, we spent $60 on a game. I'm like, really, dude? They're like, yeah. This is my buddy. I played it at my friend's house. It's fucking awesome, dude. You gotta try this shit. And they pop it in, and they straight took over my 360 for a fucking week, dude. I was hella pissed. And that was like, fucking, what was it, like 2007, 2008, dude? Yeah, I had just got fucking Halo 3, and these fucking bastards came in there with their fucking skate and took over my goddamn console. And one time, they went to go take a piss or whatever. I fucking straight hopped on that shit and played skate, and I fell in love.
Hell yeah.
It was a fun-ass
game.
Such
a good-ass game.
Go on, number three.
Man, my number one, actually. Probably Black Ops 2. Just because that's my favorite fighting game.
Campaign, multiplayer, zombies.
Everything.
You said fighting, but honestly, it's a shooter.
Yeah,
it's
a shooting game.
Listen, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that. I mean, I know it's your favorite, but I mean, objectively, I would do Black Ops 1.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Black Ops 1 all the way. I didn't like whenever they turned things futuristic.
I didn't
when
like it
started,
either.
When they started turning things futuristic, I started getting fishy.
Yeah, I got fishy too, and
Black
it just
Ops 2
worse.
I knew that it was
the downfall of Call of Duty immediately.
Black Ops 1, dude, it was the perfect balance.
Perfect balance.
You had World War II flashbacks, you had Vietnam, you had the Cold War turned hot, you have a fucking amazing story.
You had Modern Warfare, even.
That was really
Modern
compelling.
Modern Warfare was such a good game, dude. I didn't even think
Black Ops 1, the fighting was modern.
Yeah,
like,
it was based in 1960s. And they brought in, like, the fucking, like, prototype guns from the 1960s and shit, and then fucking... You cannot sit here and say that playing Black Ops 1 where you beat the campaign and you unlock the zombies map with fucking JFK. Killing zombies is JFK and fucking and Nixon. Are you kidding me?
You felt like you
won something. You're like, oh my God. Because like they didn't say that. There was nothing.
Nobody knew it until you beat the campaign.
And you're like, wow. That's when Call of Duty felt special because... You felt kind of gypped because they only gave you one zombies map, and then they pull that shit on you, and you're like, wow, this was worth it. I feel like I got every bit of my $60 out of that game.
But what if, like, you beat it on a higher difficulty and get more? That we never knew about.
That would be kind of... That would be... Whoa. I might have to break out my 360. We're about to run it up on some Black Ops 1.
Hell yeah.
But no, that was good, guys. We were playing
Black Ops 4. They now have a new, like, the new map on it is 5 remade.
Yeah, it's called Classified.
We was playing it the other day.
I tried it.
It was hella good.
It, I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same, man.
I liked it better.
Did you?
I did.
Hey, that's surprising to hear.
Because the screamy takey gun guy was not there.
Well, I mean, I didn't mind. It's just, I just don't like
the
whole...
Talking about the bear?
Hmm?
Talking about the fucking teddy bear?
Mm-mm.
No, the Pentagon thief.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys
You don't remember?
About?
You guys obviously didn't play 5 much.
They don't know.
So, like, when you got to round 8 or 9?
The classic 5 map, when you got to round 8 or 9 in the... Crazy dude.
Yeah, there was no. Yeah, there was no.
Gun from
yeah, there's no hellhounds in that map. It's just the Pentagon thief.
What the fuck?
And he would come and he'd take your gun and then he would teleport you down to the basement level and you'd either have to kill him to get your gun back or you lost your fucking gun. And he'd do that to everybody until he took all your guns, and then if he took all of your guns, you guys went back to having 1911s and then the next round would start and you'd be fucked.
Fuck no.
And he was like MMO level of health. Like you just keep shooting him and nothing would happen.
That's that's not even like fair.
I don't ever remember. Like, I don't think that was a thing in PlayStation then.
It was
across all platforms.
I've never had that guy come. But I've definitely been on 5 to like round 30 something.
You probably just don't remember it because you needed like the winner's howl and the ray gun to take that dude out. Because you had to slow him down and then shoot the fuck out of him. Like, you'd have to empty 2 full ray gun clips into that prick. But then when you beat him, you got a fire sale, a minigun, and all your guns back. It was pretty legit. I think the most underrated map from Black Ops 1 was Call of the Dead? Or something like that.
It was
Mob of the Dead, I'm pretty sure.
No, it was Call of the Dead with George A. Romero.
Oh, wait, Mob of the Dead was Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
I liked that map.
That was a very cool map. You got to play as Danny Trejo and fucking in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Come on. And kill zombies. That's fucking badass.
Yeah, that was.
I think it was very underrated.
I liked Moon.
I liked Moon too. A lot of people hated it.
A lot of people hated it. I just liked it because the no gravity.
I liked that, and I liked how it was a very hard map. It lets you know.
It was so hard.
Ascension was the easiest, and it was the funnest. You could hop on that. What's up?
Y'all fun with Buried?
Oh, I love Buried.
Who doesn't, dude?
Buried was lit.
It's one of the easiest maps to play. I feel like
just 'cause you can bank your money.
Yeah, and 90% of the time when I was fucking just straight pissed drunk, I could play that and do decent.
Oh, for sure.
Any other map, I'd get my ass handed to me because I was just too fucked.
What was the hillbilly's name?
Leroy
Jenkins, isn't it?
No, I think it was Huckleberry.
I don't know. I just called him Leroy.
That's what everybody said. Everybody says Leroy. Just because it's like...
Because it's a meme.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like it was made just for that.
It was beautiful. This is a very well mapped design. Enough space to where you could train. You got cool
and
fucking
the start,
weapons.
The start of the map was amazing.
Yeah, where you slide down like that.
Wasn't that, like, their first time adding shit like that into the game?
Yeah, that's when they actually innovated with the game and didn't just fucking copy and paste shit and waste time. Now it just feels like they're just rehashing shit because they can't have any good original ideas.
You know, I just flipped my highbrights on, and I'd like to thank the lady that hit me in the front. Because I can see hella far now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that shit.
That's so crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Leroy, yes.
Is a gym.
Very much so.
Candy addict.
I always felt bad when I shot him.
Addict.
And a fucking alcoholic.
That is also true.
Hey.
But we don't judge him.
Don't hate on a guy for being a bad alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Now you're just breaking my heart.
Judge him.
But dude, he was drinking straight jugs of moonshine.
Dead ass, dude.
Running
into
stuff, bro.
He was a mean drunk, but he didn't ever harm you.
He never harmed a person.
That's false. That is false.
How'd he harm you?
If you knifed him, he would come up and hit you.
But he wouldn't down you.
If you knifed him enough.
Why would you do that?
To make him move.
That's fine.
I forget what it is you could give him. Oh, you gave him candy next to a zombie, he'd pick up a crawler.
Look on the map and make sure I'm not going back to Virginia.
You're headed towards Morgan Fuse's house.
So I'm going by Dick.
No, it's further. Like, you're headed toward Junior.
Why are you saying real names, dog?
Damn.
We're on a podcast.
I'm sorry.
I knew I fucked up.
It's okay.
You should have taken a right.
Yeah, no shit.
We are momentarily lost, folks.
No, we're not lost.
Not for real.
Listen, we're just taking
a farm.
Detour that is not of what we know.
It's a happy accident.
Very much so. Kind of like all of us.
That's what apparently I was.
Yeah,
that's what my parents told me.
That's a parent fucking line right there, dude. My mom says, "Oh, you were a love child." No, I wasn't. I was a miserably married child. That's what I was.
I was a one-night stand drug addiction one.
Same, actually. Like, it wasn't a drug addiction. It was just a wild night.
Mm-hmm.
Person.
I was just an accident.
My parents were just tripping acid, and they were like, "Fuck it, let's have kids."
That's how I'm gonna have my kids.
I'm just gonna be tripping like a 10 strip and get bit.
That sounds fair.
With JR?
Fuck, I don't know about yet, but that's gonna take a few years and marriage. But if it lasts that long,
should be nuts.
It would be very nice. I would love to see a little Nolan run around, a little Chef Nolan.
That'd be great.
Hey, my girlfriend doesn't mind when I trip acid, so it's all right.
That's true. Wish I could go to fuck.
Woo.
That was like bright as hell.
Ugh.
Look at the fucking moon, bro. It's a fucking lemon slice.
It is a lemon.
We got a lemon slice in the sky right now. For those of you who cannot see, which is all of the audience.
That is facts.
We got to explain to them stuff because they're not here. They can't see this shit. They're just listening. They're along for the ride.
They can't even see to our left.
They're along for the ride.
There's a bear.
There's not a bear. He's a fucking liar, ladies and gentlemen.
You never know that.
He's a goddamn liar.
Fuck palm tree. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
I'm not even religious.
I see how this is.
Well, don't fucking lie. You know where liars go, Palmer?
Hell.
There's a fucking special place there for you, buddy.
There's a special place for you.
Oh, shit.
In Lucifer's lair.
Lucifer's lair. Bringing it full circle, folks. We're bringing it full circle. We have been on here for quite a minute.
We have been on here. We're almost
back to town.
I say when we get back into town, we're calling it quits, folks, and I apologize, but I hope you have enjoyed your time with us.
We still probably got it. I'd say like 10 minutes.
We got another 10 minutes of this shit. We are killing it. We still got shit to talk about.
Oh, we can talk all night.
Oh, we can talk all night into the morning.
Should we pull in religious views into this?
Nope. No religion.
No religion. This is not religion. This is stand-up.
Yeah, this is.
That's true.
We do not talk religion
in here.
There
was a religion section, and I definitely did not go in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we are not hip with that.
That'll get very controversial.
Yeah.
We like
controversial stuff.
I love controversy. I feed off of controversy.
Yeah, car, TB, got it.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about we're already in town.
Oh, well, we'll just do it when we don't talk about it. My bad, folks.
It's all right. He told a fib, but it's not as bad as Palmer. He's a fucking, he's a compulsive liar. He lied to you.
On purpose. I did it not knowing.
Blame palm tree.
He's a compulsive liar. Look at him.
Hashtag blame palm tree.
He's sitting there. He sighed. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He fucking sighed. You know what liars do? They sigh.
They let you down, too.
Alright.
Palmer shedding a tear.
Hashtag
you can't see it, but there's a tear forming in his eye.
Liar, I'm not crying. Liar. Why are you lying about me crying, bro?
I'm not a liar.
Hashtag donate for shock therapy to stop palm tree.
Okay, there's our last topic of the night right there. Donations. Are you guys registered like donors if you get killed?
Wait, can we have your kidneys?
You cannot have my kidneys because I'm not a donor.
I'll take your kidneys.
I will never be a donor.
Donate me your kidneys. I'll sell them.
You know why I won't be a donor on my driver's license? Because a good family friend of mine, he got killed in a car accident. Okay. And they had an open wake for him, and they took his eyes because he was a donor. Took his eyes, his heart, all kinds of shit. He was all kinds of fucked up. And I don't agree with that. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah, nobody's taking shit from me.
Yeah, that sounds facts. I think I'm going to change my shit now.
I want to be cremated. Nobody's getting shit from my body. I don't know if your bones...
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, to the right, you can see a faggot. Faggot that drives a pickup truck.
Oh, big cars, huh?
That was a person I will not name until after the podcast is over, but I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, he has the smallest cock in the Midwest.
Smallest fucking cock.
It's very small. But I'm not a bully.
When you get cremated, your bones burn too?
Yes, yeah. They do.
They do?
They just burn you straight up.
Good. I don't want my bones. I don't want shit. I want my fucking ashes spread across Great
Barrier
Reef.
Here's where I'm at, people. I'm getting cremated when I die. And in my will, it will say that they will only get their share if they snort a line of my ashes.
See, my will is very similar, and I actually have my will wrote up. And I will give my worldly possessions to whoever eats the most of my ashes.
Turn me into a brick of cocaine.
So I want to see which one of my kids is dedicated.
I want to see...
I will be dedicated.
I want to see who will turn me into a fucking brick of cocaine.
I'll take your shit.
Bury me...
Guarantee you, I'll eat more than fucking ashes than any
bury,
of your kids.
Bury my brick of cocaine body.
And whichever one of my kids or best friends takes my ashes to a strip club, gets my truck.
Hell yeah, I know what that looks like.
And there's no defined amount either. It could be a little bit in a jar. It could be like a little.
Except for Palmer.
You need picture proof, though.
Picture proof. You need picture evidence. You need to go put it at my...
I'm taking it.
You need to go... You need to go bury... After I'm buried or wherever I'm at, you need to put a picture right next to me so I can see it.
And it needs to be signed by the manager.
But...
Yep. And if it's not legit, then you don't get my truck. And I will have a lawyer affirm that.
Shit, I already figured out where we're taking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this up very soon. All right? We appreciate you spending your time at Lucifer's Lair. We have been the final four of the Midwest. We hope you have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe, stay high, stay drunk. And I was going to say unemployed, but I think you should get a job. That's kind of important.
Be happy.
Yeah, just be happy.
That's the point.
The moral of the story today, guys, if life's got you down, don't be down. Get up. Get up, grab that drink, light up a smoke and a stogie at the same time. And just take life to the lungs, take it to the liver, and take it to the heart.
If you're not rolling up right now, you're laying.
You should have at least smoked three or four blunts by the time this one's done. This is like a 30-40 minute podcast.
And honestly, if you don't get up,
take a few dabs.
We might just have to kick you while you're down.
We don't want to, but
if it has to come to that,
I'm taking.
But if you're a multicultural person, not trying to bring race into this, but if you're a multicultural person, I don't want to start a race war.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
Good night.
We're gonna smoke some wax. Good night, boys.
Good night. You're gonna have to.